Yes, Lily Gal, what make you brazen so? This make me brazen, that make me brazen, this make me brazen more. Lily Gal, what make you brazen so? This make me brazen, that make me brazen, this make me brazen more. Yes, Lily Gal, what make you brazen so? This make me brazen, that make me brazen, this make me brazen more. Yes. Okay, so we are still syncing the Hay House Instagram. They will come into the room. When they come into the room, it'll be the perfect right time. But I'm so glad that you are here. All right, so if we're just meeting for the first time, I am Abiola Abrams, and I am the creatrix, the proud creatrix, proud mama bear creatrix of the newest oracle deck, which is named the Secrets of the Ancestors Oracle. And this deck has already changed me. It has already changed my life. And if you pre-ordered, you will be receiving your deck today or tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to you going on your journey as well. If you didn't pre-order and you're just seeing me, just seeing the deck, all of that for the first time, please go check it out, secretsoftheancestors.com or womanifesting.com or Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you buy decks. Yay! Thank you for the hearts, Instagram. I see you. You know my Leo heart loves that. So give me a thumbs up, hit a like, hit a subscribe, hit the share button, take a screenshot, share to your stories, all of the above that lets the algorithm know that this is what you want. Hello, Goddess Terry, Goddess Marlene, Goddess Alva, beautiful brown queen, Goddess Kina, Goddess Gretchen, Goddess Latonda. Yes, so glad that you all are here. Yay, Goddess Gretchen says, so grateful, received my deck yesterday. Yay, Goddess Gretchen. Okay, Goddess Gretchen, pull a card. Let's see who shows up for you. Let me know in the comments what card you get. You can even just type in the number of the card. Let's see who shows up for you. Beautiful Brown Queen says, yes! Happy Born Day to the Secrets of the Ancestors Oracle. Yes. Goddess Marlene says, loving the deck. Goddess Kina says, great day to everyone. And Goddess Abiola, yay. So I have to begin. Oh, Goddess Alpha says she is a club card member, and so she already has the deck as well. So one of the things that I think is really key to share in this conversation and this journey, like before we even get into anything, is that I'm so grateful for you, all of you. If you are watching this in the future on record, ooh, got a little whoever is watching this, whoever is drawn to this conversation, you manifested this. You opened your heart, opened your energy. I see you, Goddess Monet. She says hers are scheduled to arrive today. I see you, Goddess Erin. Yay. You manifested this. It is your wanting, your calling, your energy that said, you know, that you wanted, known or unknown, whether you did it consciously or unconsciously or subconsciously, you know, that you wanted a deeper relationship with the divine, and the deeper relationship came through as a relationship with your ancestors. And so that's why you're here right this minute. It's no accident. I don't care if you just happen to click on something that showed up on your page. It is not by accident. You are in exactly the right place, and you manifested and created and birthed this deck as surely as I did, because it's a transmission that just happened to come through me, that I was selected to bring forward by my ancestors and yours perhaps, and we birthed it together. So congratulations to all of us here today on Born Day, launch day for the Secrets of the Ancestors Oracle deck. I want to, hello, Goddess Tynesha. Okay, so Goddess Gretchen has pulled a card for us. So we're going to begin with that. You are going to meet Goddess Destiny Powell, who is the amazing artist that I've had the magical fortune to work with now on 3 decks. We'll get into that when we talk to her. But let's see which ancestor Goddess Gretchen has called forward and who has called her forward. Card number 26 Thank you, Goddess Gretchen. And anyone else who happens to have already received your deck, if you have one, you can put pull a card and put the number in the comments and I will read it. It's easier, sorry, Instagram, for me to see here what's happening here on the face on Facebook, in the Hay House Facebook chat. So for that part, I need you to be here. Okay, Goddess Gretchen, Goddess Selena, glad you're here. Okay, so Goddess Selena, I wanted her to come on camera. She couldn't because she's at work, but I'm still going to talk about her in a little bit. Okay, Goddess Gretchen, so let's see card number 26, because I'm still getting to know this deck. I birthed these decks, put them out, and then when they come back to me in the finished form, even though I'm working with them as index cards and pieces of paper and all of that, then I have to get to know the deck all over again, because as I said, it's a sacred transmission. Okay, so Goddess Gretchen, card number 26. And this is a good precursor reading for all of us here in the sacred circle. And then I'll pull a card for us as well. Okay. I love getting to play in this way. Okay. So Goddess Alva, her card is 42, Mother God. Okay. Hold that thought. Cause I don't want to cross the wires and start reading you when I'm reading this one. So hold on. You may have to tell me that again in a little bit. Okay. All right. Yay. Goddess Karen says, amazing, Keisha. Congratulations. I don't know if she's talking to me, but what's cool, Goddess Karen, that you don't know is that Keisha is actually my sister's name and you spelled it right. Keishas, if you ever met a Keisha, are very particular about the spellings of their names. And you did K-E-I-S-H-A. So I will take that. I don't know if she's showing up because I look like my sister. So or if it's an energetic thing, Goddess Karen, I'll take it. But I'm Abiola. All right. Card number 26, Goddess Gretchen has called forward for us and has called us forward, is the Father of Fire, Passion Ignited. Okay, so let me see if I can find it here in the deck. The cards are not in order, so give me a second to be able to locate card number 26. And one of the beautiful things about this deck is that if you know me, my work has been centered on the divine feminine and elevating us. Here it is right near the top, elevating us through divine feminine consciousness. And this deck also is an exercise in us working with the divine masculine as well. So here is the divine, the Father of Fire, Passion Ignited. So here is what he looks like here. And one of the things that I share with you about doing these readings is that regardless of your male ancestors or what culture you come from, if you are reading the cards on a level to relate them to one of your ancestral spirits, one of your ancestors, you're reading into the energy of this card and this person. Okay. Oh, here, Instagram. That is the Father of Fire. And the message is Passion Ignited. So here's what this means. And I see my baby girl is making some markings here in the book. All right. So if you have a yes or no question, Papa Fire steps forward as a clear yes. Okay, so this is yes energy to whatever question you were wanting, okay, or was calling you forward. Beautiful Brown Queen says, I pulled the same card. Of course you did, Beautiful Brown Queen. So the answer is yes to whatever question is on your heart right now. The answer is yes, okay? The time is now for that big passionate vision. All things are possible. You are possible. Keep the enthusiasm up. Your qualities as a natural born leader are required. Get it done. As usual, okay, here's where it's gonna read you. As usual, you are trying to wear all hats, okay? But that will stagnate your growth. Is this talking to you? You're trying to wear all hats, but it will stagnate your growth. I know it's talking to me right now. You need support in your current endeavor. Embrace your raw desires. You deserve unbridled pleasure. Be adventurous and fearless in pursuing new experiences. Express your sensuality. Taking the lead is sexy in every aspect of your life, okay? Ancestral memory. The Father of Fire comes forward as the much feared uber powerful Shango. Okay, this is Shango energy. If you know, you know. All right, here, let's see. Okay, Father of Fire. Sorry, my hands are all ashy. But you know what? I'm feeling the Shango fire, and I take back my apology. My hands are ashy. I'm a mom. I have a 2-year-old. Things are hectic. Okay? Passion ignited. All right? Goddess Josephine says, I got body goosebumps right now. Yes, yes, yes. Secrets of the ancestors. Okay. Ancestral memory, as I was saying, comes forward as Shango. The Yoruba Orisha of thunder and lightning, Shango was a king who became a deified ancestor. Ancestral medicine. This is juicy divine yang energy. It is safe to take charge with motivated action. Try EFT, emotional freedom technique, tapping to help you relax into your natural leadership. If you don't know EFT, if you never have tried it, you can go to YouTube, type in tapping and Abiola, and some videos will come up and you can check it out there. Okay. The tarot correspondence for my tarot loving people is the King of Wands. King of Wands energy. Thank you for the hearts, Instagram. King of Wands. And the declaration is, I am going to go for it. I'm going for it. Type that in the comments. I am going for it. That's the energy. Very interesting continuation from yesterday. We were getting this message in various forms as well. I'm going for it. I'm going for it. I'm going for it. Okay, folks are saying, yes, just talk to them. Goddess Josephine is saying her son turned 16 today. Happy birthday to your son. We're going for it. Goddess Damali says, I'm going for it. Yes. Goddess Josephine says, I'm going for it. We are going for it. Yes, Goddess Marlene. Yes, Shango is very powerful. Like I said, you know, you know. Passion ignited. I am going for it. Yay, Goddess Kina says, I'm going to buy my house. Yes, you are. You are going for it. Yes, 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 you are doing it. We are doing it. If it is true for one, it is true for all. I am sitting in my home that I purchased last year. If it's true for one, it's true for all. So yes, you're buying your house. You're going for it. You are doing it. Passion ignited. Okay. Yay. Okay. So let's see what card Goddess Alva, please put it in the comments again for me, pulled for us. And then I'm going to do a reading for us. Oh, and actually, wait. Hold up. Hold on. I asked you to bring a candle today and something for the energetic altar, which is something that I invite everyone to do when we begin my Manifest Your Magic Moon Circle. So, you know, people who are a little bit more wanting to go deeper on this, you can learn about that at womanifesting.com, Manifest Your Magic Moon Circle. So we can begin by lighting a candle. Okay, so let's light a candle and just let in the beautiful sacred energy of light. Okay, where's my lighter? Oh, it's on my lap. Okay, so let's light our candle. Goddess Alva, stand by. Okay, and as we light this candle, we are inviting in the sacred light of our ancestors, the sacred energy of healing and enlightenment, the sacred energy, God's energy of love. And we are just open, and we surrender our own knowledge and understanding and allow ourselves to be a pure vessel for the truth. Amen, Ashe. And so it is. Okay. So let's light this candle, this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Okay, so now we have lit our candle. Oh, and the energy, we feel the energy shift there today. And we now, you can type into the comments what you have brought for the energetic altar. Thank you, Goddess Alva, while I pull Goddess Alva's card. So to give you an example, here's what I've brought for our group energetic altar. In addition to the Secrets of the Ancestors Oracle deck, I brought this for our energetic altar, but I also brought an Ankh, which is a sacred Kemetic symbol and was actually the precursor to the cross. So this is what I've brought for us because in one way or another, although my ancestors, as far as I know, were not from Northern Africa, they were from Western Africa, but in one way or another, all of us are connected as ancestors through the energy of the Ankh. And so this is what I brought for our energetic altar. Okay, so Goddess Alva has called forward number 42. Number 42, serving, pick up. Okay, 42, let's see. All right. Number 42 is Mother God. Yes, Mother God. Okay, let's just feel into this. All right. All right, so let me pull her from the deck and then let's see what she is wanting us to know. This is the message is miracles in motion. Miracles in motion. Yay, Goddess Selena says, lighting my candle energetically at work. Miracles in motion, number 42. Miracles, okay, and there she is right there. Miracles in motion, okay. So here she is. And let me again share with you the levels at which you can take this reading. So I'm going to read to you from the guidebook what the message is specifically for this card. So that you can see. Okay, there's what she looks like there. Mother God, here's what she looks like Instagram. Okay. 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 So on an energetic level, if you have known ancestors who you are wanting to be in contact with or who are wanting to be in contact with you, they could come through in the energy of, you may look at this card and look at Mother God here as she is depicted, and she may remind you of someone. Again, you're reading her essence. You could be Irish and look and feel like, oh my goodness, I see that's my grandmother. You know, you feel into her essence. Or maybe she looks, maybe you are African, of African descent, as am I, and you look and she looks exactly like your person, you know, your aunt or whoever. Or maybe she doesn't look like your aunt, but the way that she's holding the fan reminds you of how your aunt used to do that, okay? Or there's a symbol, you know, all of us have symbolic ways, symbols that our ancestors and spirit guides used to communicate with us, but we also have family symbols that have been passed down that are ways of us communicating with each other. And so there may be something in the way that she's holding the fan that you say, oh my goodness, you know, those feathers or feather fan means this in my family, and that's clearly my, you know, great whoever. Okay, all right, beautiful. Goddess Alva also brought Amethyst for the circle, which is my daughter's name, Amethyst Ruby. Okay, Mother God. So here is Mother God's message for us here as a sacred circle today. Miracles in motion. Type into the comments, miracles in motion. Goddess Mantha says, gorgeous deck. Congratulations. Thank you. Congratulations to you for manifesting it. Goddess Alva, who called forward this card, says, reminds me of my mother who passed 14 years ago. I just felt that throughout my body. Okay, all right. You are the architect of your own existence when you tap into the wisdom of the great mother that you have within. Heaven and the earth are connected through you, but you still doubt yourself. Woo! Let me read that again. Heaven and the earth are connected through you, but you still doubt yourself. Believe in you now. Birthing miracles is easy for you. Type that in the comments. Birthing miracles is easy for me. Birthing miracles is easy for me. And this is a miracle that we are here today. This is a miracle that I am here today and I created this for you. This is a miracle. Like, it really, really is. It really is. You know, we're talking about the, you know, 14-year cycle. Goddess Alva lost her beautiful mommy. And, you know, I remember 14 years ago, you know, talking to my literary agent about what I wanted to create and this work, and them practically laughing in my face and being like, I know you're into that goddess thing, but, you know, can you reroute it? And at the time, street fiction was big. And they were like, you should just focus on street fiction. And I was like, I don't know anything about that. That's not genuine to me. That's not my life experience. They're like, you would be good at that. You should do street fiction. Yeah, that's what we're getting from you. You should do street fiction. I'm like, all due love and respect to street fiction, you know, it's not my experience. And so it is a miracle that I am here with you. Birthing miracles is easy for us. Okay. Trust your inner voice. You are being divinely guided and are much wiser than you think. You are being divinely guided and you are much wiser than you think. Be easy and deliberate as you move forward, but do move forward, okay? Ancestral memory. Mother God we're having technical difficulties. I'm blipping here over. I'm seeing a lot of energy. Make sure, let me know in the comments if you can just still see me over on Facebook, okay? Goddess Michelle says, trust was my word this morning. Beautiful. Okay. Ianla, Goddess Ianla, two words, Ianla, with the nurturing energy of protection, love, and support. Her energy is ancient, and maternal. She is the primordial source of all existence, mother of all the gods and all living things. We are all her children. Ancestral medicine. Ianla is mother goddess energy. Balance your yin energy to bring the healing you require, okay? Your yin energy is your divine feminine energy, the energy of being vulnerable, of being receptive, of trusting your intuition and your intuitive guidance, okay? And receiving, okay? My child, receive your wisdom, receive your guidance, receive your truth and well-being, okay? And the declaration is all things are possible. Put that in the comments. All things are possible. Okay, they're saying I'm back. Okay, good. All things are possible. All things are possible. Type in the comments, all things are possible. Yes, all things are possible. Someone is saying, are we going to put this on sale in France? Yes, I assume absolutely my last deck, African Goddess Rising Oracle deck, this deck actually comes in French. So you can get this deck in French. And I assume hopefully in the future, this one as well. But yes, absolutely. We worldwide. So this deck comes in French. You can get this deck in French and Portuguese. This deck just came out today, so we can get it here in English and hopefully soon in France as well. What it takes if you are in different in places where you want this work, it takes us calling the stores or calling whoever. I just realized I have tons of, like 30 windows open. No wonder we're blipping here. Let me just close these. It takes you contacting your stores or wherever, calling your local equivalent of Barnes and Noble and saying, hey, do you have the Secrets of the Ancestors Oracle deck by Abiola Abrams? And they'll say, oh, we hadn't heard of them. Go with me for a second. I'm going to do a French accent, which is a horrible accent. It's terrible. It's politically incorrect. Don't cancel me. It's this, just, you know, here's what I'm hearing. You'll call them and you'll say, do you have the deck Secrets of the Ancestors Oracle by Abiola Abrams? And they'll say, oh, we don't have it yet, but we will, just for you. See, that's how we do this. You can mock back my New York accent. It's okay. I don't care. I don't mind. We're just having fun. Goddess Samantha says, I loved your talk and tapping with Jessica Ortner. Yay. Shout out and much love to Jessica Ortner, my dear friend, who is a creator of a tapping book and tapping around eating and your body and all of that. She has been my door to shepherd me into Hay House. So thank you for mentioning Jessica. I don't think that's a mistake that you mentioned her. All love and all props and gratitude toward her. Reginald, you just made me so happy. Reginald said, my deck arrives today and I'm counting down the hours till it's delivered. 2 hours to go and I'm going to do my part to get the word out. So Reginald, let me tell you why you just made me so happy to see you here. Well, a number of reasons. First thing, I had a crush on somebody in third grade whose name was Reginald. I don't know where he is, but shout out to Reginald. Oh, should I say his last name? It was third grade. Who cares? Shout out to Reginald Byfield. What's up? All right. So, but I'm happy to see your name because being that this is my first major work that speaks to the divine feminine and the divine masculine, it warms my heart to see masculine energy folks here in appreciation. So glad you are here. Glad that you are here. That's wonderful. Yay. So I also want to acknowledge another divine masculine person who is with the ancestors, one of my now ancestors, who was not my ancestor at the beginning of this journey, my cousin Roy, who I never met him in person. But during COVID, I was drawn to connect ancestrally. And I was drawn to this work and I was being brought on this journey. And I didn't know that this was the journey. I didn't know that this was the journey. And so I started a Facebook group based on my maternal part, a part of my maternal lineage. And it was really beautiful because, you know, we were gathering from Canada, from Guyana, from the UK, you know, and of course, you know, all of us in the United States and gathering in this Facebook group and pooling our knowledge of our direct familial ancestors. And my cousin Roy, I'm getting chills, my cousin Roy, who I never got to meet in person, I met his brothers since when I was living in Guyana a couple of years ago. We were all, like I said, doing this research. He found where in a book, it specifically talked about my maternal lineage, my mother's last name, which I'm not going to say here, scammers. But we are directly descended from healers. And there was a book that had written about, that wrote about our family line and the fact that we are the only lineage in Guyana, South America, that is descended from West African enslaved peoples that retained our original last name, our original family name, rather than the inherited name, like, you know, the name of the enslavers. And this is my maternal line, because they were healers who were brought to tend as doctors and healers to the enslaved peoples, because the enslavers didn't want to use their doctors. So they were like, you know, because they didn't consider these people to be people and figured, we'll bring your peoples who know y'all to work with you as doctors and healers. And Ron uncovered this and shared all of the paperwork and the books and, you know, all of the everything, the documents and all of that in this Facebook group. And it was really beautiful. And then he passed from COVID. He ended up dying of COVID. And so I never met him in person. And how amazing that, I mean, it's just like, you talk about miracles, like that's a miracle. That's a miracle. And it was so validating and empowering. And thank you, Goddess Tainisha. She says, you were born for this. Yes, I was, despite my every best effort to sabotage myself. Raise your hand if you have made every effort you can to sabotage yourself. Despite my every effort to sabotage myself, here I am with you. Yes, Goddess Terry, you were born for this as well. Absolutely, absolutely. Goddess Damali, my sister, she says, I woke up this morning like it was Christmas. Yay, hoping the deck would already be here. Yay, it's coming, yay. And so here is another way that I would like you to, if you are not the kind of person that gives reviews, or if you are the kind of person that gives reviews, either way, I would love for you, when you receive your deck, to please leave me an honest review on Amazon. Leave your honest review. If you're someone who writes five words, if you're someone who writes 5,000 words, leave your review on Amazon. It's so important, because it says to Amazon, it says to Barnes & Noble, because they're looking, it says to Hay House, it says to everyone, like, oh, you bet on the right one. You bet on the right chick from New York City, you know, roller skating, cornrow, double dutching, little subway riding little girl. You bet on the right one. Oh, okay. We need more of this in the world. So I'm going to ask you, and I'm going to mention this again, toward the end, again and again, every day, probably for the rest of this series, you know, Yes. Thank you. Goddess Samantha says, I'm sure he's proud. I feel that he is. I'm going to ask you to please, when you receive your deck, to leave an honest review, whatever your honest review is of the deck, please, for me, on Amazon. Okay. All right. Okay. Good. Goddess Kina says, I'm gifting the secrets of the ancestors to a special person. Yay. On his upcoming 51st birthday weekend next week. Goddess Samantha says, I will be ordering and reviewing. Thank you. And if you happen to do a video review, let me know. Contact me so that I can share your video review. I'll post it on my Instagram and share it on my pages as well. If you do a video review, or if you just take a picture of you with a deck or cards or whatever, contact me. You have to tag me. Make sure that I see your message and I will share it, I promise, on my social media. Beautiful Brown Queen says, no need to ask. We got you. Oh, that makes me cry. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for saying that. I don't know why that just, oh my gosh, that just opened my heart. I think that it's because, in addition to just so many things, and you know, like I said, despite my best efforts to sabotage myself in every way, shape, or form, for me, asking for things is not easy. And it's been a part of my divine feminine journey, in addition to the process of receiving, to become comfortable and in alignment with asking. Goddess Shayla says she's in Barnes & Noble right now. Goddess Shayla, ask them. Like I just said, okay, no French accent required. Do you have The Secrets of the Ancestors Oracle Deck by Abiola Abrams? And if so, please take a picture and show us. Yes, so asking for me has traditionally not been easy. We're evolving, okay? So I'm going to revise what I just said. I said asking for me is not easy, but that was yesterday. I'm somebody else. I've evolved. We're evolving. Asking for me traditionally has not been easy, but we are stepping into our power now where asking is easy. Asking is easy. Asking is easy. Type that in the comments.